Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Earlier in the show, I told you about cool events happening this weekend in New London, in Baraboo. How about Altoona, the River Prairie Festival? Or maybe it's Antigo, Old Time Plow Day. There's a lot of great stuff happening in our state. And the lady who's always on top of it all is our travel secretary, Ann Sayers. We talk to her each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. This week, we focused on fishing. She's better than all the rest. All 49 travel secretaries. She's better than the travel secretary in Guam, American Samoa, whatever other territories we have. If we ever take over Greenland, she'd be better than Greenland's travel secretary.
It's true.
It's a fact. Yep. Ann, good afternoon.
You guys.
It's so true. Let's talk fishing, should we?
Yes, it is game on out there for Wisconsin fishing, and they are biting, I hear.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. And fish the mighty Mississippi on a trip to La Crosse.
Yes, so fishing in the Mississippi, this is a unique experience every angler needs to add to their bucket list. The river is full of a ton of species that tempt and challenge anglers. Spring through fall, you're going to find bass, northern pike, panfish, trophy-worthy flathead, and channel catfish. You could book a guided fishing trip through Riverbend Outfitters. The owner grew up on the Mississippi River, knows the local hotspots and best fishing techniques for the waters. Riverbend Outfitters provides a friendly and welcoming atmosphere for new and seasoned anglers. And after a day on the water, grab dinner at Red Pines Bar and Grill. It's a waterside restaurant, slice of the Northwoods right there in Unalaska. You're going to feel at home with rustic ambiance, supper club vibes. Red Pine is known for its fish like walleye, perch, and in-house smoked catfish, which sounds really, really good. And you can end your trip with a selfie with the Sunny the Sunfish. It's a 15-foot high statue overlooking Lake Onalaska. You got to do that.
That sounds really, really fun. A selfie with Sunny the Sunfish. Bucket list. Let's go to Vilas County, Northwoods, Manitouish Waters. Anne, what's going on there?
You know, this is really the quintessential Northwoods fishing trip, these lakes of Manitouish Waters. The community is at the heart of the Vilas County Lake Country. 10 interconnected lakes, they make up Manitouish Waters, and under the lake is the reason that people are out there, right? It's lakes full of trophy muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish. Public piers and landings provide easy access to most of the lakes in the area. Make sure to fish the streams, too. You're going to find trout swimming in these waters that are there just waiting to bite on your lure. Spend the night in style by booking a yurt at Rustic Roots. The retreat near Manitouish Waters offers 3 fully furnished year-round yurts, and you're going to find all the comforts of home, like a full kitchen and bathroom, while being surrounded by nature. Grab dinner at the Blue Bayou Inn to spice things up a bit. The restaurant has been around for 45 years, and they serve scratch-made Cajun and Creole dishes to hungry Northwoods visitors.
Yum. Mm-hmm. And big smiles, big small-town fishing in Cambridge.
Yeah, discover superior fishing in a small town setting by visiting Lake Ripley. The lake sits just outside the community of Cambridge. That's on the border of Jefferson and Dane counties. It was formed 12,000 years ago when the glaciers retreated, so it's known for its population of panfish, largemouth bass, pike, and walleye. 2 boat landings offer easy access, and when the weather warms up, you can actually, there's a swimming beach there. Also, check out the Lake Ripley Lodge for a perfect base camp for your fishing. This inn offers tastefully appointed rooms, fireplaces, a grand room for mingling, and a sun-drenched porch. And definitely stop at the Dancing Goat Distillery while you're there. It's a modern distillery. It crafts excellent spirits and cocktails, as well as curated guest experiences. The Gin Academy, that's a standout option. You'll become an amateur distiller over the 2-hour experience. You can make your own bottle of gin in a copper still and get to take it home with you.
That sounds really fun, Anne.
It really does.
And it's got a cool name, the Dancing Goat Distillery. All right, Anne, it's National Travel and Tourism Week this week. And we recommend that you make your vacation plans right here in the state of Wisconsin. It's really easy. The website is travelwisconsin.com. It's actually the sponsor for this segment. Travelwisconsin.com. You can plan your entire trip right there. Ann Sayers is the amazing travel secretary, and we appreciate it when you make time for us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. There's something really cool about the idea of fly fishing, trout fishing. I've never done that, but it sure does sound like fun. For more information on all the great stuff, once again, the website is travelwisconsin.com. A couple quick thank yous on our way out the door. Of course, Ann Sayers, thank you. Road America's John Everett, Langlade County's Carrie Beck. For more information on the show, check out WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. I'll catch you again next week.